Network. The system failed the people who were in that compound in Benghazi. Without a doubt, there are problems within how decisions are made for security of our various diplomatic facilities throughout the world.
Yes, we are not anywhere closer to unraveling the mystery of what could have, should have, and did not happen in Benghazi. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. America Tonight. It is infuriating, isn't it? It was our summer of our discontent, and Benghazi was one of the bigger issues that never, ever unraveled the way it should have. Just give us the straight dope, for goodness sake. And in an effort to do that, you heard Daryl Issa there, who was a congressman from California, who made this his big mission. He was gonna knock this down. He was gonna find out what happened. And we do know a few more things. So there was a House Oversight and Government Reform hearing, ICE, of course, heading that up, about Benghazi Thursday on the Hill. The majority of Dems on that committee left the room and wouldn't listen to the testimony of Patricia Smith and Charles Woods. Now, who are they? Do they work for the State Department? No. Ms. Smith was the mother of Sean Smith, who was an information management officer that was killed in the 9/11 Benghazi attack in 2012. And Charles Woods is the father of Navy SEAL Tyrone Woods, who was also killed. There's a difference when you put a face to all of it. Oh, there was four people killed, Ambassador Chris Stevens. Once you see the photos of these men, it is heartbreaking, and good for the families for coming up and testifying and talking about it. I think it adds life to the story. It breathes life into it, and it's a shame that the Democrats disrespected them and left the room. I don't get it. It goes to that whole thing of we're playing on two different teams, and I don't want to hear what your team has to say, no matter what. No matter what. The only Democrats who stayed were ranking member Elijah Cummings, a future guest on America Tonight, and Congressman Jackie Speier. That's it. The rest cleared out beforehand. One of the things that we also know is, despite asking for extra security twice and never getting it, the Benghazi area was designated as temporary, which made a huge difference because they just, well, it's temporary, temporary post, temporary post, temporary post. And that was very, very costly in the end. I think this was a planned attack without a doubt. I think it was to certainly ignite fear on the anniversary of 9/11. Every year when 9/11 comes up, people say, mark my words, we've got incredible threats that there could be something happens in the United States. We can't tell you what, but just mark our words that there's something that may happen. But the specifics we got to leave. You know, we got to leave off. So just be vigilant. And in the case of 9/11 worldwide, there was the perfect place to strike. Vulnerable, not much security, easy to get at the people that were inside that what I'll call the makeshift consulate. But here's the bottom line. The bottom line is it's just a few answers. Why not answer the questions behind the riddle? And I guess I may be answering my own question. Power corrupts, and power means once you get it, for some people they don't want to lose it. So nobody wants to cop to, yeah, we kind of screwed up here at the State Department. Who was really thinking that anything was going to come of this, anything was going to happen? So we told them to batten the hatches, and that was it. And the next thing you know, we're getting crazy calls, and we haven't sent even military teams in, because they certainly could have sent in the military teams, but they did not do that. They chose not to do it. So where do we go from here? The answer is there's no place to go. There's no place that somebody is going to answer for the what happened in Benghazi. And I can't imagine being the mother of anyone that went through that. It would just weigh on your mind heavily, wanting the answers, wanting to know, wanting someone to say something, to apologize, you know, whatever. And the people in the State Department's internal review of the Benghazi terror attack were just grilled by the Republicans, who suggested that their investigation amounted to an inside job that really forgot about the accountability question, because everybody was left off the hook. And here's the worst gig of all, the worst stab, is four mid-level employees were disciplined in the wake of the report that came out. Most were reassigned more than a year after September 11, 2012 attack, where the four Americans were killed. Many Republicans say there still hasn't been any measurable accountability. Duh, none whatsoever. And it's the scrutiny was the work of the review board led by Mike Mullen, Admiral Mike Mullen, and Tom Pickering. So Congressman John Micah from Florida says it looks like sort of an inside job in an investigation. Pickering, who was badgered with questions, explained that the principal goal of the review was to find out what went wrong so such a tragedy would not happen again, saying it was not a gotcha investigation. And there was no gotcha, because nobody was got in the end. So how could they even think to throw out there it's not supposed to be a gotcha? It's not supposed to be a gotcha panel. One of the worst, I think one of the worst things that happened in all of 2012. And did not have to happen. Could have gotten backup, could have gotten military, something. Something. And one last final thought here. Congressman Jim Jordan suggested that Admiral Mullen was not acting independently when he gave Cheryl Mills, a top aide to the Secretary of State at the time, Hillary Clinton, a heads up that the department might not, that Charlene Lamb might not be an ideal witness at a House hearing last fall. Mullen did acknowledge that he told Mills he didn't think Lamb would represent the department well. Let's give you a heads up on the people you want to ask and the people you don't want to ask, so that you can walk away from this thing. Oh, man. Nasty stuff. Hey, coming up in this hour of America Tonight, Adam Gillette, Moving Pictures Institute. What they deal with is looking for themes in television or the movies relatable to part of the population when it comes to freedom, shrinking governments, you know, that kind of stuff. And they actually handed out some awards for program that embodied an entrepreneurial spirit and whatnot. And we'll talk to Adam Gillette about that coming up in the bottom of the hour. However, next, a little O&E, a little O&E, including the Emmys. So stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment
moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Eric Hamburg with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Ever wonder why billionaires like Warren Buffett, John Paulson are dumping their shares of U.S. company stocks? Do they know something we don't? No investor wants to own stocks with falling profit margins and shrinking dividends. Is it possible a 1987-style market crash is coming? Are these investors aware of a massive correction of up to 90%? Call me, Eric Hamburg, at 800-686-2237, extension 120, and find out why gold and silver are the only true safe haven. With event-driven risks, such as volatility in the financial market and conflict in Syria and the Middle East, the sky is the limit for gold and silver. That's Eric Hamburg, 800-686-2237, extension 120, and I'll send you a brochure explaining why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. As a currency's value crumbles and gold being priced in dollars, metal's value will skyrocket. Again, that's Eric Hamburg, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 120.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Making less money is better than making nothing.
Oh yeah, Mike, well, why don't you tell us why? Why is making nothing not an option?
Breaking Bad, one of the many shows up for an Emmy. The Emmy Award is out on this upcoming Sunday. And Breaking Bad is a strange show. If you pay attention to the closer themes, our next guest coming up, Adam Gillette, who I already mentioned, will tell you why it embodies part of what's happening in this country. And the part of what's happening in this country, the character in Breaking Bad, if you haven't seen the show, is a teacher who is forced, because he gets cancer, to figure out a way to feed his family, and he does it in a very strange, strange way. He goes down a very wicked path that would stun anyone around him, and this is, of course, a character, if they knew what Walter White was really doing, if they knew what he was doing. A lot of people think that this show is an odds-on favorite to really clear the table when it comes to Emmy nods, because this is the final season, and certainly it caught the imagination of a lot of people. And you know, who knows? Maybe this is the year that they do clear for best outstanding drama and all that kind of stuff. And it's one of those things where you either completely can't stand award shows, or you think they're okay, and you just like a particular. You like a particular show, and so you'd love to see them get awarded for it. Maybe Breaking Bad is one of those shows. So, speaking of awards, wouldn't it be great if I could crack open the mic? And maybe I need to look for this even a little bit more and say to you, you would not believe the things that are happening that are so positive being pumped out of Washington, and you and I are both going to benefit from it. And here's what's happened. There's an overwhelming amount of laws that are being passed that are interesting, important, and make sense, so much so that we had to slow the machine down. Whoa, we can't possibly even enforce all those laws that all make sense. Instead, it's less than 16, and unless there's a wild, passionate flurry of bills being introduced and passed, it's not going to end on a very high note when it comes to the, I think anyway, when it comes to the lawmakers. So here we go again. Groundhog Day, deja vu, same problems, possible government shutdown, where's the money coming from, all of that stuff wrapped in to one. And see, all roads lead back to what? Money. Money, of course. It all leads back in that same direction. Part of ONE includes that Assad is insisting that rebels used chemical arms. And the Secretary of State, John Kerry, on Assad's chemical weapons claim, where he keeps saying it's the rebels, he says, oh, please, that the Syrian president claimed in an interview that he did not use those weapons. Kerry's response to the assertions of Assad and the Russian government that opposed using sarin gas was pleased. He made a surprise appearance at the daily State Department briefing on Thursday ahead of a UN meeting and talked about the Assad regime and how it has to turn over those chemical weapons to additional control. What happens, how they do it, where they go, we'll wait and see. That's the kind of the approach that at this point I'm taking. How about you? You may see it differently and feel like, there's a little bit of breathing room here. But I don't think so. I don't think there's any breathing room. I think any chemical weapons, easily a stockpile could have been hid someplace else. And it's very convenient to blame it on the other guys, the ragtag team of rebels, because who's disputing it? You know, who's disputing it? Well, we don't think that claim is accurate, and we can go back and forth, and it's a massive he said, she said, and that's what it ends up being, not just on the airwaves, but in conversations by the water cooler. Lots of conversations by the water cooler. That's what it turns into. How come nothing was done? How is that possible? Why didn't somebody stand up and say this isn't right? The response wasn't right. We have to dig deeper. And Daryl Issa was one of those guys. He wanted to dig deeper, and he really, to his credit, tried to do everything that he could. But you have to have the votes if you're going to take any kind of an action. If you don't have the votes, you don't have the backing, you don't have the conversation going in the right direction, it just gets swept away. Swept away. Let's put it that way. The D.C. office shooter, this was something that we talked about on America Tonight, now finally getting the day in court. The D.C. guy gets 25 years for his attack on the Family Research Council headquarters. You know, when these shootings happen, you sort of put them in the back of your mind and then forget about it. Remember him? Floyd Lee Corkins, he was the guy who went into the research council last year, and he pled guilty in February to storming the headquarters, and it was because it was happened on August 15th, 2012, because he opposed same-sex marriage, and the council's unarmed security guard was shot in the arm before he subdued Corkins despite the injuries. Well, the assistant U.S. attorney, Patrick Martin, asked for a 45-year sentence, arguing that the only difference between Corkins and the Navy shooter, Aaron Alexis, was that the security guard was able to stop Corkins in time, which indeed could be true, because he was really heavily armed and was ready to do whatever he was going to do. And in the sentencing report, Corkins told FBI agents he wanted to kill as many people as he could, then smear a Chick-fil-A sandwich on their face. Nice. But he was caught. He will serve the 25 years, and that's the good news in this story. He's nowhere to be found after that. He's off the radar. He's off the radar. So, bravo. He should have gotten at least 25 years. At least 25 years. I didn't talk about this much. It's a very strange deal. Six bodies found in a car at the bottom of an Oklahoma lake. What do you make of that? They pulled this rusty old car out of the water and are kind of stunned looking at it. And then realizing that there were bodies inside, even creepier than that, because they're trying to ID the people. And when they look at their missing reports, they may match some of those people. They recovered skeleton remains, multiple bodies in the lake where the cars were recovered. They've already communicated with the relatives of three teenagers: Jimmy Allen Williams, 16, Thomas Michael Rios, 18, and Leah Gail Johnson, 18. And how sad is that? So a couple of them were friends. There wasn't a lot of information that was shared between people. But the teenagers who were missing were really key members of their families, in other words, holding everything together. They started searching for them the day they were reported missing. You know when that day was? 1970. But they never had any sort of lead they could gravitate toward or an idea about the Foss Lake area. So all these years later, this is where it looks like this is leading. In one way, great, because there would be this extra closure. In another way, probably a little bit tough for the people who have to endure that, because they thought they had said goodbye or they had something else picked out to do. But regardless, I think that fight is still not over. Still not over at this point. Tough call. Tough call to make. Somewhere you got to split the difference. Somebody has to be the Solomon, and it should be the president, but he doesn't seem to be up to that kind of task. But somebody has to be able to do that, and I think this is the biggest thing that's missing in all the controversies. There's some congressman or senator that really supports it. They give you great reasons why something is the way it is and how they try to attack it, but we keep coming back to square one. Nothing different in the end happens, and there are a few things that should happen that don't happen, and you see it every single time you see an advertisement for something on the big screen. So stay with us. Much more to come. I'm jumping over the wall. Jump with me.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What if it happened? The lights go out and the power doesn't come back. Could you provide your family with the basic necessities of life? We can teach you how at the Sustainable Preparedness Expo. Sunday, September 29th at the Evergreen State Fairgrounds in Monroe, Washington. Learn about growing all your own food, herbal medicine, emergency medical and dental techniques, water well hand pumps, seed saving, emergency radio communication for beginners, and other life-saving information to provide you with the knowledge to survive in the direst of situations. There's a wide variety of vendors offering the latest preparedness products and services. Plus, visit the Youngevity booth. The Sustainable Preparedness Expo is an event the entire family will enjoy. For tickets and registration info, go to sustainablepreparedness.com. Enter promo code GCN to save $3 on tickets. Don't wait to be a victim. Plan ahead with the Sustainable Preparedness Expo, Sunday, September 29th at the Evergreen State Fairgrounds in Greater Seattle.
With the well-known shortage of availability in guns and ammo, the question is, will food and preparedness items be next? Now, at ProStoresDirect.com, buy a 32-serving bug-out bucket, and you'll get a prime assortment of Mountain House survival food entrees, including favorites like chili mac with beef and spaghetti and meat sauce, all made with real USDA meat. That's enough food for one adult for a full week, all for just $75.99 with free shipping, delivered in a handy resealable bucket that'll store for up to 25 years. ProStores Direct has a huge selection of family-sized food units, too, right up to military-grade number 10 cans. And we'll give you great deals on new military first aid and surgical kits, portable water filters, heirloom seeds, and all your bug-out gear, always with free shipping to the lower 48. Be ready for any challenge with food security for your family at ProStoresDirect.com. ProStoresDirect.com, your first stop for preparedness and survival gear, and proud sponsor of the free media.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Everybody knows the Emmys are coming up this weekend, and there's lots of speculation over who's going to get best actor, best actress, you know, blah, blah, blah. The list goes on and on. In Our Wings, Adam Gillette. Adam is has an interesting position. He's the director of outreach for something called Moving Picture Institute. We thought it'd be fun to have him on. The Moving Picture Institute is, what I've been told, the only nonprofit organization that uses entertainment, basically, to bring this all around as far as what liberty is concerned, to bring freedom to life is really the way that they put it. And they went through and have a list of shows that are nominated, supporters and fans of some of the shows. All month long they were doing this. And, boy, I have to agree with so many of the choices, so we're going to talk about that. Adam, how are you? Thanks for coming on America Tonight.
I'm doing real well. Thank you so much for having me.
So you heard me kind of flush out, but you can probably do it even better than I. First of all, how did this non-profit idea come about, and how long have you guys been around?
We've been around since about 2006, and basically for us, we recognize that film, TV, online video, these are the dominant mediums of communication. These are the best ways to bring ideas to the masses. And those who advocate freedom-oriented ideas have been entirely absent on these mediums. The left big liberals like James Cameron and Michael Moore have been entirely dominant using film and TV and online video. So we came about to balance it out and to promote freedom-oriented ideas through film, TV, and online video, and to support incredibly talented filmmakers who are trying to advance their beliefs through those mediums as well.
So, as I said, you were taking the... Were people basically voting on this all month long on the shows that really exemplified liberty?
Well, pretty much. We asked our supporters, tell us, what shows do you think, since it's so rare for Hollywood to put out programs that, you know, promote entrepreneurship, that promote liberty, what are the shows that you've identified that do these things? And our supporters from all around the country nominated a bunch of them, and we went through and picked some winners based on that and identified, you know, the few rare shows that do an excellent job of promoting freedom-oriented ideas.
Yeah. One of them I noticed that you list, I love this show, Shark Tank. Why is Shark Tank exemplify this? It's because you're talking about entrepreneurs and whatnot on that show?
Well, great example. Shark Tank is one of my personal favorites. Typically, if you ever see anything coming out of Hollywood that features business leaders or CEOs or millionaires, right away you know they're the villain. Right away you know that person's going to be the bad guy, whether it's Michael Douglas in Wall Street or, you know, again, any James Cameron films. Hollywood portrays business leaders consistently as the bad guy. And Shark Tank does the opposite of that. For those not familiar with it, it's a reality show where entrepreneurs, aspiring, you know, business icons take their products and go to well-known millionaires and billionaires like Mark Cuban and pitch their business idea to these guys. And Mark Cuban, as well as I think it's Damon John, one of the founders of FUBU, can then decide to offer a deal and invest in their company, or can decide, you know, not to, and then they negotiate back and forth. And it's not a game show because they're playing with their own real money. Well, what's exciting is you hear the stories of these entrepreneurs, these people who mortgaged and risked everything because they had ideas that they thought could improve the lives of Americans, could turn a profit for themselves, and unfortunately could pay a tremendous amount of tax dollars for it in return. But it's so rare to see entrepreneurs and business leaders portrayed in a positive and genuine light. We thought it had to be, you know, we thought the spotlight had to be shined on it in the rare instance in which it did.
Yeah, another one that you pointed out, the best update is what you called it to House of Cards Netflix, and I really liked House of Cards. How does this fit into your definitions, your equation of what would be liberty or displaying that?
Well, yeah, we called it the best update to Mr. Smith Goes to Washington because in many ways, even though House of Cards is a fictional show,
yeah,
you know, really shows you how politics work these days. We would all love to believe that we elect 435 congressmen who go up there with their ideology and debate ideas, and that's how things are determined. But rather, I mean, the show shows how things are done. There are dirty backroom deals being done. People are voting out for things entirely unrelated to their interests. In fact, many of the elected officials portrayed in the show don't seem to have ideological interests. It's more about power. And that's, I think, an important thing for people to understand. I'd love to live in this imaginary world in which we've got 435 ideologues who are all about debating ideas, but unfortunately that's not entirely the situation we live in, and we need to recognize that if we hope to rectify it.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think House of Cards really shows that, illustrates that. And as you said, you know, I mean, obviously this is, it's made up. It's got everything that certainly we know, some of the headline stories that loosely have happened in Washington. So yeah, I agree. And here's one that really, I was really surprised by this, but I totally get it. I'm going to let you explain it. Audience favorite, I watched this show, and it's in its final season, Breaking Bad. Why Breaking Bad? Because, you know, there's some people that would watch this and say, are you kidding me? Meth, a teacher gone wrong? What are you talking about?
Well, great. I'm glad you mentioned that one. It really was our audience favorite. We had so many people mention it to us that we had to give it some type of award. Now, you know, I don't want to give any spoilers because there's only two episodes left, both of which I'm looking forward to. But this is a show that deals with healthcare, and it shows a person in a bad situation because of the failures of our healthcare system, and it shows the dangers of our drug policy. You know, you've got a situation where you've got dangerous cartels killing people and murder and violence all because of bad drug policy. There aren't too many other shows in primetime television dealing with those two major political issues, particularly with such great acting as we get from Bryan Cranston.
Yeah. I can't wait for those final two episodes, too, by the way. I like the way you put that. You're right. Gets in a healthcare situation, tries to be the good guy, and cannot realize as he gets morally corrupt because he's got to rescue his family. I think that was part of the reason for Walter White's downfall. Like you said, we don't want to give away anything. You also have a dishonorable mention, and it's Gasland 2 on HBO. Tell us why that gets it.
Sure. For those not familiar with it, Gasland was a documentary, came out a couple years ago, nominated for an Academy Award. It's about the dangers of fracking. The big moment in the first film was where they showed people lighting their kitchen sinks on fire because these dangerous chemicals were getting out from the fracking for natural gas, and it was causing natural gas to get into the water supply, the aquifer, they claimed, and they were lighting their sinks on fire. Well, it turned out that that was a naturally occurring thing that had been happening in those areas for decades, far before fracking was going on. The director made a follow-up to the film called Gasland 2, and it premiered on HBO a few months back. And the big scene in this one was another situation where somebody turns on their hose and they're able to set their hose water on fire. You know, they're trying to tell us that these evil chemicals and the natural gas that's getting in the water supply, and people are setting their hose water on fire. Well, lo and behold, a court determined that the person who set the hose on fire was an environmental activist who hooked up a gas vent to his hose and only then was he able to set his hose on fire. Now, is that mentioned in the film? No. Is it mentioned that he's an activist with an ideological agenda? Of course not. So we gave it the award Best Hoax Not Perpetrated by Jimmy Kimmel.
I love that. All around in doing this, what have you mostly found? Are you seeing, because we're seeing some themes that are emerging here. Do you think that we'll see perhaps, like you're saying, the lock that we've seen with Hollywood and the reach and the power and whatnot, whether it's TV or film? Do you think we're going to see some things change in a different direction? I mean, if there's enough public demand for it, because it is about ratings. It is about getting audience. And I think there is a hunger for sort of freedom-based, here's what the real world is kind of TV.
Now, I agree with you. There's certainly a hunger for it, but a hunger's not enough, because even if we demonstrate to Hollywood that there is a demand for TV shows, for films promoting our beliefs, who's going to make them? Michael Moore? Sean Penn? George Clooney? Would you trust these guys to make films promoting freedom-oriented beliefs? We need to create an army of freedom-oriented filmmakers, talented people who have real ability to make film and share our beliefs, people who can make films for the masses, which is exactly what we do at the Moving Picture Institute. We're trying to create an army of unbelievably talented filmmakers who share our beliefs, have the power to create stories and tell stories, promoting liberty, promoting entrepreneurship, promoting these ideas, and bring it to the masses through film, TV, and online video.
At Moving Pictures so far, what would you say as we wrap this up you're most proud of?
Well, you know, we've got a couple things I'm really excited about. We did one film called 2081. It's a narrative film, short film, about the dangers of government attempts to make everyone equal. And the film is now in 14,000 classrooms with over a million kids watching it annually, which is incredibly impactful. In fact, Armie Hammer, who, you know, was just in The Lone Ranger, he was in The Social Network, he plays the lead character in the film, 2081. Mm. We also did a documentary called The Cartel about education reform. Unbelievably powerful documentary, and Governor Chris Christie directly credited that film with causing him to make education reform his number one priority. It's so difficult to get politicians to read policy papers. They don't even read their own bills. But film, video, is a great way to communicate ideas to them, and that's where we've been incredibly successful.
All right, very good. We'll look for some of these projects, too, coming up. Adam Gillette, Moving Pictures, thanks for coming on. We'll have you on again. Thanks.
Thank you again. MovingPictureInstitute.org.
There you go. Thanks, Adam.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelter should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
September is National Preparedness Month. That's right. We like to call it Preptember. And there's no better place to get prepped than with emergency essentials at BePrepared.com. This month only, save 40% on our super supply of freeze-dried vegetables. That's a savings of $159. Freeze-dried pork sausage crumbles are 39% off. Regularly $39.95, now just $23.99. There's a lot more. Call emergency essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Is this?
What does it look like?
But the basement is mine.
I know. It's not for me.
So who's it for?
For you.
There's a gym in the Capitol.
Which you never use.
Because I'm a tad busy running the country.
But not at home. So now you have no excuse.
I want it out.
That'd be Kevin Spacey in an exchange with Robin Wright Penn in House of Cards, which is a politically fueled feature from the brains of the people who run Netflix, who decided to come up with it, not the creators, but accepting this piece of work. And it's really, really good, as you heard from our last guest talking about pictures that displayed television shows or movies that displayed different forms of liberty or what was really happening in America, I guess, and that was Adam Gillette. And the Emmys are coming up, and that's why we decided to do that segment here on America Tonight. House of Lies is one politically fueled feature. There's another one that's on HBO, and it's called Veep, and I think we have a little clip of the Veep for you to hear.
Boy, I'll tell you something, that TV interview was a big gamble, but it really paid off.
Look at this.
What is it?
They're calling you the no BS VP.
Damn right they are. I mean, I lied and everything, but it sounded true at least.
Uh-huh. It sounded true, at least. And that's Julie Louise Dreyfus, pretty popular show, too, as well. And then the third one that a lot of people watch on ABC, and, of course, it goes to the massive extremes, a little bit different than the other two that you just heard, and that is called Scandal. And here's a little slither of Scandal.
I love you.
You keep saying that like it means something.
I love you.
I don't believe you. I don't believe you anymore.
Wow. All right, and that is the president who is having an affair with a woman who's basically a fixer on the Hill. So there you have it. I don't know, truth, fiction, which is stranger. Well, we've certainly seen some strange stories emerge from the Capitol on the personal side. All part of possibilities of winning Emmys, all of the shows that you heard. Don't forget, coming up in our next hour, we have our cheap movie review and DVDs, too, as well, because my theory is at some point you have to rest your brain, and if there's something good and it's worth watching, the boob tube isn't all about idiot programs. And the same thing with going to the movies. You can certainly weed through enough nonsense that's out there to find something that you probably like. I don't know that any of us like what's happening with this whole Obamacare thing or the Affordable Health Care Act. In theory, the idea of fixing health care is certainly good. I don't care if you're a Republican, a Democrat, or somewhere in between that. Who's going to say that they don't want to see the best health care we could possibly have in the United States? The problem is, I think, lack of competition. To me, erasing the state lines is clearly the way that would have been the smart way to go. But you think of the lobbies and you think of the power that the insurance companies wield, and then you see where we are in this country when it comes to some forms of health care. It's really the insurance side of it that's so gunked up. So a vote by House Republicans has set the stage for action on Friday on a spending bill that would deny funding for the president's signature health care law, but provide money for government agencies and avert an October 1st shutdown. So that bill cleared the first House hurdle. You know, I almost feel like a parrot, but the key thing here is it's more symbolic than anything else, because this doesn't happen in the House. You know, it's about the numbers and the votes and who the loyal soldiers are and who aren't the loyal soldiers. So this was the vote here was 230 to 192 to approve the rules governing debate of the legislation. That's what happens there. And the measure, as I mentioned, would dump some cash into the government agencies to continue to fund the operations to start of the new fiscal year. The White House is promising to veto, if necessary, what they think is a train wreck. And the official policy statement issued on Thursday says that the Republicans' attempt to block Obamacare advances a narrow, this is what they said in the White House, advances a narrow ideology agenda that threatens our economy and the interest of the middle class and would deny millions of hardworking middle class families the security of affordable health coverage. House Speaker John Boehner said the House will pass the bill Friday to keep the government running while undercutting Obamacare. If only another path had been chosen, but that path wasn't discussed enough. And ultimately, in the end, it's not the direction that we went in. The health care legislation, for goodness sake, was War and Peace times 10. And all the little things that are starting to emerge that don't add up, that don't make sense, now people are questioning themselves, what do you mean, and about the individual mandate, and what about the fine, and if I get caught, and what is the fine, and on and on. This was riddled with problems to begin with. The theory was just get it passed, because we never had it passed, and then we could take it apart from there. And that's the idea already. The Republicans are saying, well, let's take it apart now. What are we waiting for? What are we waiting for? Why aren't we doing this? It's interesting, too, because Boehner has a love-hate relationship with the Prez. As you know, long ago, those days of Goff, Boehner took a shot at Obama for saying he won't negotiate with Republicans over raising the debt ceiling, saying that the Obama administration negotiated with Russia on how to address chemical weapons in Syria. So I love the line. While the president is happy to negotiate with Vladimir Putin, he won't engage with Congress on a plan that deals with the deficits that threaten our economy. And it's the same thing that we've heard again and again and again and again. And unfortunately, we're back in the same position that we were before, trying to figure out the riddle of a budget and following the money and trying to make sense of it all while still hanging on to our little piece of the American dream, whatever that is. Not to be cynical, but the dream is changing, shifting, and eroding in neighborhoods, small and large. Small and large. And part of it is because of things like not complete understanding of what a new law would mean to you and how it would affect your life. For example, and I talked about this on the show, and I have a cousin who's a waitress, put herself through school, the whole thing, in a famous, famous restaurant called Chickie and Pete's, which is in South Philly. And now they're talking about that what they have to do is limit the amount of hours someone can work and hire other part-timers on top of that because of the healthcare situation, making sure that nobody goes over, deathly afraid of somebody going over the 30 hours. So the people who signed on, who are good, who need it, have to take a back seat occasionally to the people who are part-timers because they would be considered part-time. So they can't go over that hourly number otherwise. They have to pay more. And it gets even more confusing. So the whole idea of the part-timers, that's like Home Depot is going to push people in the health insurance exchanges for people who are part-time because they're stuck in that same situation that other companies find themselves in. One last parting shot. Halliburton admitted destroying evidence in the Gulf spill. How about that? Yes, it's sad but true. Halliburton pled guilty Thursday to destroying evidence related to the 2010 Deepwater Horizon oil rig disaster in the Gulf. Halliburton was sentenced to the maximum fine allowed. The Department of Justice released a statement. The court statement didn't release the amount, but Halliburton put in $200,000 and 3 years probation. Almost a drop in the bucket, though, for them, to be sure. All right, thanks for listening to this hour, anyway, of America Tonight.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.